This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet next month in Geneva. It's a face-to-face encounter that the White House hopes will bring some predictability to a fraught relationship that's only worsened in the first months of the Democratic administration. The June 16th summit is being tacked on to end the Biden's first international trip as president. He'll also visit Britain for a meeting of the group of seven world leaders and attend a NATO summit in Brussels. The agenda is expected to include discussion of Russian action in neighboring Ukraine, this week's forced diversion of Lithuania-bound flight by Russian ally Belarus, efforts by both nations to stem the coronavirus pandemic, and more. EU leaders gathering in Brussels have agreed to donate at least 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to poorer countries. More details from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The 27 leaders have backed a text in which they pledge to continue efforts to increase global vaccine production capacities in order to meet global needs. Leaders also called for work to be stepped up to ensure access to COVID-19 vaccines and reiterated their support for the UN-backed COVAX program. The program suffered a major setback last week when its biggest supplier, the Serum Institute of India, announced it would likely not export any more vaccines until the end of the year due to the COVID-19 crisis on the subcontinent. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And family-friendly street festival music performance and moment of silence were held Tuesday to honor George Floyd and mark the year since he died at the hands of Minneapolis police throughout the United States. This is VOA News. South Africa said on Tuesday that consensus that has been reached to hold a special session of the World Health Organization's decision-making body this year to consider negotiating a new international treaty on pandemic preparedness. The WHO, under fire for its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, endorsed a proposal initially made by the European Union to negotiate a global treaty as a way to ensure countries' political commitment to fighting disease outbreaks. EU leaders, again gathering in Brussels, agreed to donate at least 100 million doses of the vaccine to poor countries. According to an inside source, a special grand jury has been empaneled to consider evidence surrounding former U.S. President Donald Trump's business dealings. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
According to an insider who spoke on condition of anonymity, empaneling a new grand jury is a sign of increasing momentum in the criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. New York Attorney General Letitia James said last week she's assigned two lawyers to work with Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance's office after her civil investigation into Trump evolved into a criminal matter. In addition to hush money payments to women and questionable property valuations, the investigation includes scrutiny of Trump's relationships with his lenders, land donations, and tax write-offs. The Washington Post is reporting this new grand jury will meet 3 days a week for 6 months. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tokyo 2020 president said on Tuesday that she did not expect a U.S. advisory against travel to Japan due to coronavirus concerns to affect the Tokyo Olympics. The U.S. State Department's Do Not Travel Advisory and guidance for Japan on Monday did not mention the Olympics specifically, but did warn against visiting the country now. In its guidance, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said travelers should avoid all travel to Japan. It added that due to the current situation in Japan, even fully vaccinated travelers may be at risk for getting and spreading COVID-19 variants. And again, a family-friendly street festival, music performances, and a moment of silence held Tuesday to honor George Floyd and mark the year since he died at the hands of Minneapolis police. Events were held in downtown Minneapolis and at the intersection where Floyd died, as well as in New York, Los Angeles, and internationally. Members of Floyd's family also met with U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who both urged passage of a bill in Floyd's name. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.